kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Tugtugan at kwentuhan.
Napaka-espesyal ang ating bisita, no? Today, isang 16-year-old classical singer na umaasang i-launch ang kanyang singing career sa Philippines, kung saan emerged niya dan ang classical at pop music. At ito pa, she trained with international voice coach na si Ladin Rojas. And naghahanda din siya para sa pag-release ng kanyang debut single na Misteryo. Syempre, composed po yan ng renowned Filipino songwriter. Sino bang hindi nakakakilala sa kanya? Vanessa Turno.
Of course.
At ito pa, she started singing at the age of 3 and 4 dahil nga sa influence ng kaniyang lola. Naku, mamaya chichikahin natin siya about this one. At ito din, i-launch yung kaniyang original song sa April sa lahat ng digital platform at pati na din sa Pilipinas. At ito din, si Iza, ang kanyang great-grandfather is the father of Balarila of or Filipino grammar na si Lopez Canseco Santos. At dating former senator ito sa Philippines at governor din sa Pilipinas. At lolo niya din ang former actor na si Bert Silva. So bigati ng ating guest ngayon. Kasama natin ngayong umaga sa dito sa ating programa ang very talented na si Iza Santos at kanyang mommy na si Marvisa Santos. Good morning!
Ay, magandang araw.
Good morning!
Ayun, nagtatagalog dahil.
Oo nga eh.
Good morning.
Good morning po sa inyong dalawa.
Sa mga nakikinig.
Ayan, Marisa, and of course, our very talented Melbourne talent na si Iza. Nalilito na ako kasi talented mom and daughter eh. Go Dan.
Sorry, mom and daughter. Akala ko kasi siblings, no? Akala ko magkapatid. Sorry, hindi, walang bola yun, no? Pero nalito rin ako. Pero hello, good morning. Hello. Nakikita po namin sila kasi. Ayan.
Thank you.
Okay, unahin ko na. First tanong ko, first question ko para sa'yo, Iza. You started singing at an early age.
Opo.
3 years old?
Opo, around that age po.
Oo. Tell us about that story. Paano nagsimula yung paghihiling mo sa pagkanta?
Nagsimula po. Yeah, before kindergarten. Kasi I can remember na nag-umpisa ako bago ako primary school.
Yeah, okay.
So, back then, I was staying at my Lola's house often.
Dito to?
Dito po, sa Melbourne. So, nagsistay ako and na-introduce ako sa music through her kasi kumakanta rin siya. Mahilig po siya kumanta. So, nagka-karaoke kami.
Ay! Wow, Pinoy na Pinoy. Karaoke.
Karaoke po.
Oo. Anong first song? Naalala mo ba yung unang kanta mo?
Yung mga ABBA po.
ABBA song.
Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen. Yeah.
Sa mga old mga classic songs din, no?
Oo.
Sorry, ba't mo siya nagustuhan naman? Kasi di ba, iba, kahit anong pilit natin, di ba, Claudette, pag sinabi na, ito, pakinggan mo, ito. Pero ba't mo nakahiligan din yung mga ganong klase ng musika?
I think kasi parang behind all of the upbeat and the energy of it. I think there's always a hidden meaning behind all of the lyrics.
Mm-mm.
And I think I really like old songs because they feel like the instrumentals and the instruments in the tracks. I think they just bring more life to it. Mm-hmm. Like I like current songs now, but I just feel like more of a connection to older songs.
Amazing. At ito, from ABBA songs, napunta ka naman sa classical. Okay. Classical music.
Yes.
Ano kwento doon?
So, nagsimula ako about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 4 years ago
four
lang.
4 years ago. Po.
Okay.
So, initially, I did contemporary pop sort of ballads. Pero I felt that my vocal range was a bit higher.
Okay.
And gusto ko siya explore.
Mm-mm.
Kasi parang before I started opera, I was so impressed by all the opera singers.
Yeah.
Kasi a lot of the performances they do, hindi nila ginagamit yung microphone.
Mm-mm.
Ma acoustics lang po.
Ah, wow.
So,
no mic.
And you know, it's quite sophisticated and classy. So I wanted to try. Yeah, that's basically why I started. Just wanted to explore.
Meron ka bang specific na favorites nung when you were starting listening to alam mo yung classic old songs, di ba? Meron eh. Meron kang specific na artist na paulit-ulit mong pinapakinggan. Sino to mga ito?
Si Sarah Brightman po. Tsaka si Charlotte Church. Kasi parang I really liked Charlotte Church kasi when I watched her on YouTube, she was malapit siya sa age ko. So parang teenager. So, and kinakanta yun Biesu. And kinakanta ko rin yan minsan. So, I feel that it's really nice seeing a younger person singing opera as well as her. And she's so sweet when she's singing.
Especially nowadays, kasi yung opera, parang hindi na masyado, diba? It's not, ang ganda ng musika, pero hindi na masyado, kumbaga yung mga younger generation ngayon, hindi masyadong kumakanta nito. So, medyo madalang lang, piling-pili lang yung talagang kumakanta ng classical music. So, I applaud you for that, Iza. Napakagaling, no? Pero ito, how does it feel to be apo or granddaughter ng mga prominent at famous and influential people? Kasi, diba, na-mention natin ang iyong lolo ay ang father of Filipino grammar. Opo. At saka yung dating senator din sa Philippines at governor at saka actor din yung iyong lolo na si Kurt Silva. So how does it feel?
You know, I feel proud because I've come from a lineage and a bloodline that has so many successful people.
Yeah.
But it's also may konting pressure kasi like my family is so I guess big back then that it's quite a it's quite like it's quite amazing how they're so successful.
Yeah.
And you know, just hopefully I could try and reach for that status, but yeah, it's quite amazing.
Siyempre, iba talaga, no? Medyo bigatin yun. Diba? Pero sa kabila nung mga pangalan na ito, diba? And coming from like, you know, really prominent family and all. Sino ba si Iza? Gusto naming malaman as a normal, like, you know, person. Ayan, ano ba yung ginagawa mo outside of music din? Ano, how do you spend your weekends? O, mga ganyan.
Opo, outside of singing, I like to play sports.
Nice.
I like to play badminton and volleyball sometimes with my friends. And I really love badminton. It's I think I feel really, really free and just free to do whatever I want. Uh-oh. And outside of other things I do outside of singing are drawing. I like to do a lot of arts.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Meron ka bang, ano ba yung favorite food mo naman?
It's hard.
It's hard.
Oh,
are you a foodie? Foodie ka ba?
Do you try all my new restaurants or new food places?
Actually, recently, pumunta kami sa Pinas. And there's so much food, so much funny food options, so many restaurants. So, my favorite, probably sinigang.
Sinigang! Pinay na Pinay talaga, si Iza. Pero what amazes me din about Iza Dano is because magaling siyang magtagalog. Alam natin na pag dito na lumaki yung mga bata sa Australia, it's a challenge for parents na magsalita sila actually ng ating mother tongue. Pero ang galing-galing niyang magtagalog kahit nandito na siya lumaki. So tanungin naman natin si Mommy. Mommy Marlisa, paano po nangyari na ang galing-galing ni Iza magtagalog?
Okay, magandang umaga po sa lahat. Nung bata pa si Isa, talagang kinausap na namin siya magtagalog. Sabi ko kasi, matututo naman yan pagka pumasok na sa school ng English. And also, apo ni Lolo Lope K. Santos, ama ng balarila sa ate yon. Nakakahiya pag isa sa apo niya hindi marunong magtagalog na galing sa ibang bansa. So sabi ko, tsaka together with my mom, yung nagturo sa kanyang kumanta, si Ligaya. Sabi ko, tuloy-tuloy na natin yan. Kaya tuwing si Isa, minsan, pag galing sa school, babalik pupunta sa akin, i-Englishin ako. Sabi ko, no, Tagalog. Medyo strict nung una, okay. Tagalog. Ngayon babalitan magtatagalog siya. Sabi ko, okay, from now on, pag hindi ka nagtagalog, hindi kita kakausapin. Yan ang sabi ko sa kanya.
Oh, so kaya, na-threaten ba?
Tough love pala eh, tough love.
Hindi, you know, syempre, the pressure. Pero natuto naman siya talaga. So, sabi ko, pag hindi ka rin nagtagalog, babangon si Lolo. Sige ka, magagalit sa atin yun.
Kaya talagang pinilit ni Isa magtagalog.
Grabe yung tactics. It worked.
It worked. Exactly. I love that tactic. I-try ko nga din sa anak ko. Ate Marisa, you're very supportive talaga, no? Kay Isa,
yes.
From the very start.
Ah, yes. 100%. 110%.
Ano yung parang nag-spark sa'yo na parang, I will do everything to support my child. Nakita mo ba yung talent niya?
Yes. From the start pa lang talaga kasi she was singing and drawing at the same time. May mga video clip nga siya noong when she was young. Kahit ngayong nag-hum-hum lang, hindi niya alam. Basta narinig niya yung music, gagayahin na kagad niya. Tsaka with tune pa. She's on tune. So sabi ko, and my mom, yung lola niya, na nagturo sa kanya, siya yung talagang nag-encourage na talaga ituloy mo yan kasi nakikita ko to na she's really gonna be someone one day. Na yung boses niya talagang natural lang. Lalabas na, basta kakanta lang siya, basta may narinig siyang music, kakanta siya. And then and my mom tried so hard kasi my mom, alam mo naman yung mga old olds na may mga premonition sila, may mga ganun, di ba? Nakita na niya from the start pa lang si Isa talaga. She's gonna sing and one day, nag-bypass nga sa generation ko, napunta sa kanya.
Tumalon.
Siya yung ngayon hahawak, siya yung talagang kasi every generation meron eh, nag-bypass sa kaya. So, and my mom tried so hard to kasi namatay ng mother ko she really tried so hard to live longer for her. Sabi ko nga, if she was here, she'll be your number one fan. Talagang kahit naka wheelchair,
so hindi naabutan.
Naabutan niya nung baby pa lang siya. Okay. 3 years old. Yun siya na nag-umpisa. Pero malapit na siya nung time na yun na mawala. Kaya she was sick then.
Well, but we're very sure she's really proud right now and listening, no?
Yeah, she's looking down on her.
Yes. So much pride.
And speaking of singing, eto na. Pakinggan natin, Dan, ang unang kanta natin sa atin ni Isa, All I Ask of You, from the Phantom of Opera. Bakit naman ito napili mong awit, Isa?
I mean, I love Phantom of the Opera. And it's like one of the first musicals I've seen. So I just love all their songs, so I wanted to try and sing one of them for you guys.
Okay, here we go. Let's all welcome Isa Santos.
No more talk of darkness. Forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here, nothing can harm you. Your fears are far behind you. Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you. Say you share with me a love a lifetime. Turn my head with talk. Summertime, say you'll meet me with you now and always. Promise me that all you say is true. That's all I ask of. Let me be your shelter. Let me be your light. made you safe. No one will find you. Your fears are far behind you. All I want is freedom, a world with no more night, and you always beside me, to hold me and to hide me. Then say you'll share with me a love a lifetime. Say the word and I will follow you.
Wow.
Grabe, galing. Nakakaiyak naman. Mm-hmm. Ayan, emotional si Mommy Marisa. Isa, you are so good.
Thank you po.
Wow.
Sa ating mga tagapinig, live po ito. No? Ito yung pong napakinggan si Isa Santos, ang ating pong performer ngayong umaga, o ang ating bisita. At syempre kasama si Mommy Marisa. Ang galing naman nun, Claudette.
Oo, grabe.
Ako, nakikinig lang ako dito, pero siguro yung feeling mo dyan sa studio, no?
Oo, nag-goosebumps ako. At si Mommy naman ay medyo emotional. Tell me why, Tita.
I guess siguro ever since she was young, I'm always there for her. I see her, you know, there was down and up. But now I see her as a star.
Yes.
Kaya na-emotional ako dahil, kasi nakita ko yung we work hard. And she works hard for it. Mainly, she does. Mm-mm. So, I'm proud of her. Really proud of her.
Pag-usapan naman natin ngayon, Isa, itong working with Vinnie Saturno. So, how did you end up working with these really great talents din?
Actually po, yun mami ko po. She found Miss Ladine online.
Ah.
Yeah, I think through Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know her already po?
Yeah, but they've been working together.
Okay.
Si Isa tsaka si Coach Ladine.
Oo.
Okay.
Bago kami pumuwi. Mm-hmm. And they've done the MTV and everything. So, that was really good. Mm-hmm. Great experience for Isabel.
So, nag-training ka, vocal coach mo siya. I know during the pandemic, you had like online courses with her.
Yes.
Before the pandemic, I think. Nag-training na ako kay coach.
Mm-hmm.
Online.
Oh, so, ano yung mga tinuro niya sa'yo?
Marami kaming na-explore na different genres.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've done pop alternative, mm-hmm. rock, country, and bossa nova jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we venture into different sort of genres.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, classical
mm-hmm.
too. So, just to gain more versatility
mm-hmm.
and more so I can become more comfortable.
Yes.
So I can sing anything.
If it comes
a time where I need to sing a different kind of song that I'm not really used to.
At least you're open, no?
Yes. Ang ganda,
no? So ito na yung training, di ba? Sabi mo, parang it took a while, di ba? For this to build up. Pero, you know, ended up working with, obviously, Vinnie Saturno. Sobrang grabe. Siyempre, alam mo naman natin ang pangalan at ang kanyang contribution, di ba? Sa musikang Pilipino. Mami Marisa, how did that happen? Pwede bang i-share mo sa amin ano naging proseso nun?
Yes. Well, it all started with online and with Coach Ledeen, and she was really nice talagang nakita ko na si Coach Ledeen is they are kumbagay compatible sa lahat like nag-enjoy si isa at the same time professional si Coach Ledeen and then it so happened also na si Veni Saturno din is also a very good songwriter.
Mm-hmm. And mag-asawa sila.
Mag-asawa, oo.
Okay.
So napag-usapan before kami umuwi na gagawa ng si Veni kay Isabel ng original OPM.
So talagang na-amaze si Veni sa talent
yes,
ni Isa kasi ginawa niya ng
yes,
awit.
And he did say that actually nung sabi niya na kakaiba dahil because Isabel is classical pop.
Yeah.
So she's going to be like a classical pop teen princess.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's exciting.
Kaya na-amaze sila.
Because we don't have anyone sa Philippines na ganun, diba? Classical pop.
I'm not sure, pero
si Isabel.
There is, I think it's Sarah Heronimus. Ah. She's a princess. I don't know, pop princess.
But she doesn't do classical.
Mainly pop
I'm sure there are opera singers.
There is. But because she's got versatility, na pwedeng pag pinakanta siya ng pwede rin ganun.
Kaya niya,
pwede
lahat.
Rin ng pop. And she can sing Tagalog din.
Ayun.
Kaya yung kanyang first song na Misteryo, Tagalog talagang kinompose ni Sir Veni. And we got on really well. Actually, we're just like a family.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kaya that was really, they are a second family pag nasa Pilipinas kami. Kaya yung cooperation nandoon talaga.
Amazing. So paano to? You're merging classical and pop music. Paano, ano yung style ng classical and pop?
Opo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at first it's a bit difficult because they're so different, right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think the classical technique, they really accentuate the vowels, the opening of the mouth, and the technique that it's very useful for maintaining the voice in the long term.
Yeah.
Because the technique, it really prioritizes maintaining and keeping your voice healthy.
Yeah.
You know? And in pop, the placement of opera can be used for, I can try and use it for pop.
Mm-mm.
So, yung mga matataas po, I can use the placement of opera.
Mm-mm.
And try and make it a bit pop sounding, but I can use that sort of technique.
Uh-oh.
So I can reach the notes easier and less strain on my voice.
It's
on my throat. Because ako po, hindi po ako masyadong nagbe-belt or beat it. Pero you can still make it sort of sound like you're belting even if you're not, but you just gotta have the higher placement.
The control, no?
Yeah.
Magaling yung ganun.
And part din ba, syempre, you're going into the music industry ng Pilipinas, kailangan meron kang image na kailangan, alam mo, i-change ka ba?
Packaging.
Meron ba? Packaging, ganun. Kailangan sumayaw din, kailangan sa pananamit, iba din. Yung parang, so meron kang stylist and, okay.
Actually, when...
May workshop na siya.
May mga workshop pa yan?
Nag-workshop na yan.
Sa
Pilipinas.
So, when we went to the Philippines, nag-workshop ako.
Mm-mm.
And then, nag-photoshoot din ako.
May MTV na sila.
May video, music video na. So, aabangan natin yan sa April.
Yes, aabangan niyo po.
Okay. So, ito naman, pakinggan natin yung second song mo. Climb Every Mountain. Anong relevance ng awit na ito sa'yo?
Sound of Music is
Yes,
very dear to my heart.
Of course.
And climb every mountain. It's so beautiful. So I'd like to sing it for you all.
Okay, here we go. Thank Once you. Again, Isa Santos. Si Iza, napaka-angelic ng face, parang hindi siya bumibirit. Pero, well, how do you do that?
As I said,
technique.
Like I said, pero, I think it's better if you don't think about it too much.
Just relax.
And focus on your emotions.
Alam mo yung parang nakapikita ko kanina, parang it transported me to another place eh. Parang
exactly.
Ganun yung feeling, di ba? Oh, pero ikaw ba meron ka bang ganung may ritual ka ba or before you sing, before you perform?
Yeah.
Meron ka bang sineset na like ito yung mindset ko, ito yung mood, and how do you prepare every time you perform?
Opo, actually I get very nervous before every performance I have. It hasn't changed even when I was younger. But I think once you think about it, it's just you're just performing, you're just doing your best, you're just singing. And when you try not to think about it too much, you just focus on yourself and how you want to present. And it's like performing to me is like it's like a second language, and singing is no different to speaking. And I think once you're out there, it just slowly fades away because you're more focused and you're just focusing on what the song means to you and just how you deliver it, and yeah, everything else kind of fades away.
Yeah, I love that mindset and attitude mo. Very good, very wonderful.
And also, sorry, yes, can I add that? And also, to inspire other people to.
Yeah,
that's what she. Mm-mm. That's why she does more.
Mm-mm. You know what? You made my day talaga today.
Oh, thank you.
Grabe. Oh,
I'm glad.
Galing eh. Pero ito, tanong natin, no? Speaking of kinakabahan bagong perform, nabanggit kanina, working with both, di ba? Yung coach, di ba? Si Ledin. And syempre, the great Renee Saturno. Kumusta yung working relationship? Na-starstruck po ba kayo both? Mami Marisa? Or every time you see them, ano ba yung nakakakaba ba when working with him in the studio?
Opo.
Yeah. Medyo nahihiya ako ng konti, hindi nervous, pero yeah, once you get to know Ladina, Coach Ladina already know her kasi sa online eh. Mm-hmm. But with Vinny, when I saw him, so medyo syempre, pero they were so down to earth. They are really nice couple. They are sincere, genuine towards you, and they made us as a family talaga. So you know, like, we get on really well, and yeah, so looking forward again.
Santos.
Wow.
Grabe, dito po yan sa SBS Filipino. Live pong napapakinggan. O napakinggan ang awiting yan.
Ikaw ay maglo-launch ng iyong awit sa April, itong Misteryo.
Yeah,
is it classical pop?
It's sort of like a ballad. Sort of nakaka-inspire. May storya yung Misteryo na yan eh. So, maganda, sana abangan niyo po sa April, and it will go on media stream live tsaka international, so Spotify, mga ganun, and dun ilo-launch sa Pilipinas yung sa April.
So ano feeling mo, Isa? Yeah, are you ready for that?
I'm really
ready
excited. Really excited po. Yeah, it's such a big thing for me. And I'm looking forward to what will come.
Ano naman ang role ng parents o ng family mo and even your friends, no? With this big thing that's happening in a couple of months. Anong masasabi mo dyan?
Opo, malaking suporta sila sa akin. Mm. You know, especially, my mom is the backbone of what I do.
Yes.
And well, of course, my friends are there, you know, to keep me
to cheer you.
To cheer me on, you know. Mm. And we're all there for each other. Mm. And the rest of my family, you know, back there in the Philippines are also so supportive, and I'm so grateful for having all of them.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. And this is also written by Venice Atul, of course.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Can't wait.
So,
for that.
Original.
Oh, original song.
She's actually got two.
Dalawa, so yung words?
No words.
No words naman.
Pero
English
that will come later. So.
Later in the year. Oh. Pero ito nga amazing kasi ba nang pag-usapan natin, nagtatagalog si Iza. Meron siyang Tagalog song for us today. Hindi ba? Napakagaling. This song is your favorite song? At abalita ko, ang writer ng awit na ito ay Lolo din ninyo.
Yeah.
Opo. George Canseco. Tell us about it.
Wow. So George Canseco. This is actually composed and also sang by Sharon Cuneta and Pinasikat talaga. Everyone would know this. Yung kantang yan kahit saan, sa kasal, sa
Parang 9 out of 10 weddings, ito yung song. Eh. Yeah. Ito.
This is it. Kaya ito na po, pakinggan natin ang version ni Iza sa awiting ikaw. Here we go. Iza Santos.
Ganda
ng awiting. na in love naman kami.
Ay, oh, parang po. Parang classic na version din agad, no?
Oh, correct. Wow.
Napakaganda naman nun, Isa. Mm-hmm. At ito, syempre, kilalang-kilang awitin at napakaganda ng kanyang pagka-perform dyan, mm-hmm. diba? Isa, so, I know, malayo pa, diba? Mahaba mm-hmm. pa ang journey na ito. Opo. Pero sa point na to, ano ba yung mga natutunan mo ng lessons, diba? Along the way, at early stage, ito ng yung career din, diba? As mm-hmm. you go. At ano yung mga may mababahagi mo rin sa mga katulad mo na nangangarap din, mm-hmm. diba? Na magsimula na musical career.
Marami akong na, I've learned so many things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, I'm still growing. And bata pa po ako, so mm-hmm. I've still got a lot 16? To learn. Yeah. 16 lang po. And my message to all of the young people who want to have a career in mm-hmm. singing, I think just be who you are. Of course, there's gonna be a lot of people who will say negative things about you, mm-hmm. but if you just stay true to who you are, you know, you're confident in yourself. You're confident in, you know what you're gonna be. Mm-hmm. I think just keep going, just mm-hmm. pursue, because there's nothing that's gonna stop you when you reach your goal. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And also can I go on that one? Mm-hmm. I always tell her, just pray before you mm-hmm. perform mm-hmm. and focus. Mm-hmm. That's why I tell her that. I think adding on to that one also is time management Mm-mm. and discipline.
Mm-mm. Yes,
it's important. Kung if they're gonna perform, you Mm-mm. have to be disciplined talaga.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and I guess remember what makes you want to sing, of course, because through all of the challenges, if you remember why you have a passion for it, it gets you through. It gets me through.
So. Of course, stay humble.
Stay humble. Stay yes. on the ground. Ayun, yes. Importante yan talaga. Especially yes. sa industry na papasukin yes. mo. Invite everyone. Supportahan ka. At saka pa makikita sa social media.
Opo. Sa ipalalabas po sa mm-hmm. lahat ng mga platforms. Mm-hmm. Sa Spotify po.
Wow.
Sa
YouTube.
Opo. Yeah. Sa YouTube mm-hmm. po. Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Yung Facebook page, right?
Opo.
So follow...
Follow Isa Santos, so YZA, and yep. then Santos, SANTOS. And her cover, her profile is, she's got the mic and then a green background. Mm-hmm. So right, she's right. got the FB, Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Mahanap niyo po sa pages. Kasi minsan mahirap.
Sa pages.
Oh, mahanap sa pages.
Po. Doon siya mahanap. Oh. And also, she's got YouTube as well.
YouTube account. So, YouTube. Instagram. How about Instagram?
She's got Instagram. Mm-mm. Yeah, she's same thing. Mm-mm. Isa Santos. Mm-hmm. And yeah, abangan niyo lang po sa mm-hmm. ano sa April.
Yep.
Supportahan niyo dahil Tagalog din yes. yan sa mga kapapitan na natin. Yep. Original talaga.
Tugtugan at kwentuhan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.